Hi guys, welcome back to Mikkel's Life's Questions. It's been a while since I last uploaded, just had a lot of shit going on. But I'm back on it and I'm back with a guest who's a good friend of mine. His name is Matt.
Yes, mate. Yes, thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Appreciate the love.
Today the podcast is going to be about music, in particularly about two artists, J. Cole and Kanye West. And I know Matt is a diehard Kanye West. How are you a diehard?
Massive Kanye West fan, mate. I think it was when... So the day I went for my interview for the company I work for, I remember going into HMV an hour before, and I'd bought the Yeezus album.
Yeah.
So it was 2013, he just dropped this album. I'd heard like obviously a few bits like growing up, so obviously like Power, All of the Lights, and your mainstream music, and I bought the Yeezus album. And I remember my dad driving me home, and we just had this album on, and it blew me away.
So much you had to get a tattoo.
Blew me away. So from that, I took sort of Kanye and this idea of an artist, and I did research, and that's where I found, you know, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Airways and Heartbreaks, The College Dropout, like that iconic rise from this bloke who decided to rap his first single with his jaw wired shut. Do you know what I mean? And that just, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it.
So you could say it's kind of like a role model for you.
Idol, mate, hero. So,
hero.
You know, I think there's people who've changed the world. So Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Walt Disney. Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Really?
Kanye West has changed the world, mate. Yeah, like, what he's done to music and what he's done for fashion and what he's done for, I think, self-love as well.
Yeah.
He's changed the world, bro. 100%.
That's crazy.
And yeah, like you said, tattoo on the back of my arm. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, that one album that, you know, what he went through to make the album after the whole Taylor Swift, after losing his mum, after, you know, and the biggest beef I've got with that situation, no Grammys. Not one Grammy did he win for that album back in 2010. And that's mad. That is mad. Deep.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is that when he showed up for... What is it? Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so that was the VMAs in 2009, and he turned up Amber Rose on one arm, bottle of Henny in the other. Do you know what I mean? Like, he'd just lost his mum, obviously, through surgery. I think he was hurting, bro. Do you know what I mean?
And
he was definitely drunk on stage. And I think, from what I understand, for Taylor Swift to win that award over Beyonce, I think he found that disrespectful.
In my opinion, it's bare disrespectful, like, as well.
Beyonce, one of the greatest artists of our generation, someone who I think Kanye's got ever such a close relationship with, between obviously Hove as well. And and I think what he did was wrong. I don't condone what he did, but someone has to stand up and speak for the people.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's what Ye has done
and
still does today.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's crazy. Like, so what would you say is the best album of, like, ever?
The best album ever?
Yeah. In your opinion?
For me would be...
It could be outside of Kanye. It doesn't matter.
Still, for me, would be... If it wasn't Kanye and you said you can't pick a Kanye album...
Yeah. If it was a Kanye album, alright, go on.
Kanye album would be My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Okay.
That is 12, 13, I can never remember, tracks of genius.
Yeah.
From the lyrics, you know, the speak and spoken dialogue... from in the start of Dark Fantasy, and then
did he have features in that?
Yeah, mad features. Yeah. So I was watching a documentary the other day. You know the interlude for All of the Lights?
Yeah,
that's Elton John, bro.
Really?
Ye flew Elton John out to Hawaii to play the intro. He's got Alicia Keys singing, you know, just hooks on some of the beats that you never know about. And I think his partnership there as well, with the most underrated track on that record, is Gorgeous.
Yeah,
with Kid Cudi. Cudi's a visionary, do you know what I mean? And Cudi, for me, Cudi doesn't get enough recognition, which is shit, because he makes incredible music. So, but that record, so Gorgeous, Power, All of the Lights, Monster, So Appalled, Devil in a Dress, like, who puts Rick Ross on the end of a track after a 3-minute guitar solo? Like, who distorts his own voice at the end of a 7-minute track? Just to push the boundaries of music. Who puts Chris Rock chatting, doing a little skit, the last 3 minutes of a record that's about to split up with his girl? Do you know what I mean? Like, that album Rises, Monster in the middle. Monster is hard.
So how's it like? I feel like just by how passionate you are, that it might have changed your life.
How has it changed your life? I just think, like, obviously, growing up and stuff like that, you know, and we all sort of like, as cliche as it sounds, we go through those phases where we just feel a bit low and a bit down. And we all have that pullback, and that album for me was that pullback, and that's why I've got the ballerina tattooed on the back of my arm.
Yeah.
Because that reminds me of feeling like I can relate to something.
Yeah.
And I can relate to this idea of genius and and visionary, and it's just impactful, mate.
Yeah.
But if we weren't talking Kanye album, best album of all time is Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Really?
Fantastic. I had a really, 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 really bad experience on that once.
Yeah.
It's in Amsterdam, and it was absolutely like tanked on mushrooms, mate. And I just sat there with headphones in, listened to that album, and wow, mate, bad experience. But
yeah,
that is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's yours?
That's crazy. Mine's actually Forest Hill Drive.
Right.
By J. Cole.
J. Cole, yeah.
I just remember, like, I wouldn't say I was like deep into rap as a kid.
Right.
But I listened to it first, probably like in the first year, sixth form.
Yeah.
And as I was listening to it, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, how have I been missing out? And then I went into like Rap Genius and stuff. And then I was like looking into the lyrics, deeper meanings and stuff. And I just became a J. Cole fan. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize that rap had such deep meanings under the lyrics. Like, I thought it was just like trying to get, you know, album sales or something.
Yeah.
But honestly, me personally, J. Cole is my favourite artist out there. Yeah, 100%.
J. Cole's old stuff for me, like, I don't really listen to his new stuff, but his old stuff, like, some of his old stuff is insane.
Like Wet Dreams and shit.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Connor Waring, used to play me J. Cole's music when I first learned to drive, and we'd just sit in the car and we'd just chill to J. Cole, and that beat Can't Get Enough.
Yeah.
And that one bar where he's just like, I love it when, you know, hate it when you give me like headaches and something about head. That's class. Like, that's when you, I think, start to understand, like you said, the meaning behind the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's when it brings out the understanding and the soul, and that's when I think you can relate to it.
Yeah.
So when Kanye's talking on Power about how the media have stopped his creative sort of insightful and his grown thoughts are stopped by the media, it's just, it's mad. Music's the most powerful thing we've got on this planet.
Literally, like, I fully agree with
100%.
You. When people, like, for example, when they get pissed off at me for the fact that I bought like AirPods or something.
Yeah.
It's just, I just love my music so much. I invest money. That I class that as investment because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Also a question. Basically, there's this, I think it's a Netflix series or a movie coming out, and it's about the Beatles. Basically, the Beatles disappeared from the world.
Right.
Like, no one remembers the Beatles. Only one person remembers the Beatles. And he became famous because he wrote all the songs that no one remembered and stuff.
Yeah.
So imagine if Kanye and all of his music disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was only you that remembered it. Like, the lyrics, the music. So how would you feel like? Would you feel like you'd rewrite them and, you know, go the same way and shit?
Yeah. I think owe it to them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
That people would be calling you a genius, do you know what I mean?
I'd feel cheated.
Yeah.
I'd have to hold my hands up and say I didn't write this record. This bloke, this man who locked himself in a room, you know, 5 days a week, three summers, just making beats, producing beats.
Yeah.
He came up with this. This was him.
But he's gone. He's disappeared. Like, there's no trace of him.
I think morally,
yeah,
I'd feel wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to think I'm a morally good person. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't do it. I'd have
you
to.
Keep his legacy going.
I'd keep his legacy going, bro. Yeah. Like, I tried to, like, I think I got a hard time, like, quite a hard time, obviously, when Kanye made, you know, those comments about, obviously, the slavery and stuff like that. And to walk around with a Kanye tattoo on the back of my arm was quite, not that I ever, like, suffered, like, abuse from it or anything like that, but feeling like I had to justify why I had that tattoo on my arm was...
Yeah, this is the main reason why I kind of wanted you to become, because I've never met like a proper Kanye West fan.
Yeah.
And if I do, they've all like put their backs against him straight away. Like,
yeah.
For example, when he started walking around with a MAGA hat, like a Make America Great Again.
Mad.
And when he was literally, when this quote he said, slavery is an option.
Yeah, like, a choice. That's what he said on
it. Yeah,
yeah. In TMZ.
Choice. Yeah, yeah.
The hat thing pissed me off. Like, you are known as one of the greatest fashion designers of our generation.
Yeah.
You've launched 6-7 seasons of Yeezy. Like, your trainers are the fastest selling trainer of all time. Yeah. Yeezy 350s.
Yeah, I know you've got quite a few of it, don't you?
Make a hat, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't wear the Trump hat. Don't associate yourself with someone who's known as a racist.
Yeah.
Make your own hat.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye must have known that was going to upset. That was going to trigger. That was going to push people away from, like, cause controversy.
Maybe because he got so close to Trump. Maybe because he said Kanye West 2020. Like, he wants to be president.
This is the thing. I don't think... This is what Kanye... Kanye's here to do more.
Yeah.
Kanye wants America to be great again.
Yeah.
But I think by wearing the Trump hat, he shot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
All he needed to do, and I got this from a good friend of mine as well, Chanel, she said, was make the hat, make a new hat.
Yeah.
Don't associate yourself with all this negativity and all of this controversy surrounding this one man.
But do you think he'll be a good president? Like, he doesn't have any background in, like, politics or anything like that.
I mean,
like, he's a rapper, isn't it? And a fashion designer.
I think he would.
Yeah.
I think with Kanye, it's all about the love and it's all about helping other people. So I think, obviously after what happened in late 2016, when he cancelled something like 21 of the St. Pablo dates because he broke down, bro, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think after that and coming out the other side of that and then producing 5 albums for other people in the space of 3 months, it's all about spreading the love and sharing the love with Ye. So I think, definitely, if he was to not win but run for the presidency, he'd stand a chance. I'd back him. If I was a US citizen, I'd back him 100%.
Well, I fully agree with that. Well, this is the last question before we wrap things up. So if Kanye was to listen to this podcast right now, what do you think he'd be thinking?
I'd like to think that...
Oh, is there like a message you'd like to say?
I'd just like to think I'd like him to be happy that he inspires people like me, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He inspires me to do more, to create more, to be better, to think better, to be a nicer person, to say what's on my mind, speak my shit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And I'd want to thank him, bro. If I ever met him, I'd just want to say thanks. Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, to me, idol, hero, icon. And he will go down, for me personally, as the greatest artist of all time.
Well, that's everything. Thanks
Cheers,
so much.
Bro. Thanks for having me as well.
Yeah, awesome. Guys, I'll see you next week.